We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday.
You always have a different, you know, whatever station you work at, you kind of... What am I trying to say, Vinny? Whatever station you work at, you kind of go with that. Like when I worked at a hip hop station, I was like, yo, what's up, yo? You know, da 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 da.
And then when you come out of
it's Alice 97. And then when I did a rock station, I'm all, hey, man.
But every time.
When you come out of Van Halen song, you gotta be like,
Alice.
Another guaranteed six in a row on the rocker, Alice.
It's funny.
Oh my God.
How are you,
today
Sarah?
Is going to be... My baby kept me up all night long.
Tell us everything. What happened?
What? Oh, my God. What happened?
Something happened.
Yeah, something happened. So, last night, I watched Celebrity Big Brother. It's epic. Mm. I couldn't even believe how good it was.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Something happened?
Oh, yeah.
She's going to get to it. Okay.
So... And I get the early feed because we were because we worked for CBS. I got the early. I got the East Coast.
Take that
feed.
Away from me.
Don't take it away from me. Oh my God!
I didn't see last night, but I saw the night before.
Wait
yesterday.
Until you see last night.
Hold on. It's almost unwatchable. The surgery these people have.
You will. It has nothing to do with surgery. You will be floored by what happens on last night's episode. I was sitting there like. Oh my God, I was freaking out. So anyways, but that's beside the point. We'll talk a lot about Celebrity Big Brother today. So 7:30 rolls around. I'm like a good little girl. I go right to bed because that's my bedtime. I get in bed at 7:30, usually asleep by 8. I try to get my full 8 hours in so you don't get all my beauty sleep so I can be so beautiful. And I'm out like a light. Like I need the sleep. Just crash. About 10:30. John comes in the room, turns on the light. He goes, I am so sorry. I have to go to the hospital. So I'm like, oh my God. I get it. I'm like, what is it? And he's like kind of crouching by the bed. And he's had this thing. It's been ongoing. So he has a heart thing going on. He's getting like it's just race. It races and then he gets really short of breath.
Isn't that called arrhythmia?
It's not that though. It's another thing. It's not that it has a murmur or that there's anything irregular about it. It's that his heart just starts pounding. Like it was at 100 and he's sitting on the couch last night and he's timing himself. It's like at 130 beats per minute. So he's been on. He had this heart monitor for a while.
Oh
yeah, he's got. I mean, listen, we're talking about John here. Like anything that goes wrong, he's the guy who goes to the doctor. Like I think it's admirable because I'm like, oh my God, I don't.
We all wait.
My leg is
dying.
Bleeding out. Just give me a tourniquet.
So they
I'll be fine.
They haven't pulled him from Fans of Bacon.
No, it's not. So when it first started happening, it was little by little. It sort of has been ramping up. And in the last few months, it's been like this thing. He's given up caffeine. He's given up like anything. I know it's crazy. Anything that could be considered a stimulant of any kind. So and then he went, you know, he gets stress tests and they're trying to figure out, you know, what it is and make sure that it's not dangerous. And because, you know, people said there's names for it. I don't know all the names. So last night it was bad. Like he was, and I think I told you.
Heart arrhythmia, something like that.
That's when it's irregular.
So, oh, I'm sorry.
So here's what arrhythmia is. Uh-huh. A condition in which the heart beats with an irregular or abnormal rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it sounds like.
No, that's when it's.
I heard you. Yeah. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like.
It is what it sounds like, but it's different. So he is in distress and it's, you know, 10:30 at night. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to go to the hospital. And the doctor had even said to him when he put the heart monitor, he goes, look, if you have one of these episodes and you go to the emergency room, mm-hmm. they'll draw blood. Because I guess they look for a certain protein or enzyme or something. It's called like trapezin, something mm-hmm. like that, whatever it is. And they can tell if you've actually had a heart attack or not. And because his heart will start like just just clunking around in his chest. So anyway, we went, and it's, you know, it's amazing. I would like to say to Marin General, you guys,
love them. You've been there so many times.
I had both my kids there. But, you know, I haven't gone to the emergency room that many times, and we went in, and boy, they've got a, you know, you come in and you say, I'm having trouble breathing. They're all over you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you hurt your foot, you should go in and say you can't breathe, because they're like, I mean, and it wasn't crowded, you know. There was a super sick baby screaming its head off.
No gunshot victim.
I'm like, the baby's going to be fine screaming its head off. You can't scream like that and have anything really, you know, all that wrong. Yeah, no gunshot. But there was a girl, maybe I shouldn't say, clearly.
In distress?
Had been abusing drugs. I mean, there was that. So, but anyway, so we were there for about 4 hours. Not quite four. I think
four hours in the middle of the night?
They let us go at about two. And it's only a few minutes from home, so... So I've had...
Oh, my goodness.
I did get some
45
sleep.
45
minutes right
sleep.
Yeah, about an hour or so.
So what do they give him?
Nothing. They took the blood, and they did that stuff. They don't want you to leave while you're in distress. And by the time he left, he had come down. They're episodes, you know? They come, and
but
then they go.
But he doesn't have to take, like, nitro or something
no.
to...
Mm. And they didn't see the... It's. I think it's going to be... clear that he didn't have a heart attack. Like, it's, you know, whatever's going on, it's not dangerous in that way. I don't, and maybe not at all. I mean, it's just that it's scary.
It's absolutely.
And when I put my hand on his chest when he came in, like, normally, I mean, I guess I can slightly feel my heart beating right now at whatever beats per minute I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. But I put my hand on, it was like it was beating. I remember that kid on Survivor, Vinny, where like every time they showed him with his shirt off, you could see his heart beating between his ribs.
Yeah, that was
like it was
really
on the
gross.
Outside of his body.
So gross.
It was like that. It was pounding into my hand and like mm-hmm. that fast, crazy fast.
Just, so it calmed down as you guys went to the hospital?
No, he was in some distress even. Mm-hmm. And when we, I mean, I don't think he would have, if it wasn't really scaring him, he wouldn't have, he wouldn't have woken me up. Because it's not the first time he's had one of these, but he was freaking out. He was super hot. He was like, super red in the face, like pain in his chest and his arm. I'm like, oh my God, we got to get to the hospital. It's just scary. But the whole time I was like looking at the clock going, if I'm still here at 3, I might have to call in. Mm-hmm. And I was so bummed because on a totally selfish level, I'm like, but Michelle Wolf is coming in this morning. Like,
me and Vinny would have been on, we don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Do your show because we'll just watch.
They
we
say
don't
you're
know.
Funny. We don't know you, but okay.
Boy, the one girl who loves you just isn't here today.
Yeah. Should we call her?
Right. So.
So did it calm down? Like.
It did. He was a lot better by the time we got home. But we got the blood test that he, and they do the blood every so often so that they can see. Because apparently, if you've had an actual heart attack, or even a small one, it releases something into your blood, and it gets more and more as time goes. Like over 8 hours, mm-hmm. it goes up and then it goes down. It was zero, so no heart attack. Thank God. Still, I know.
Did anything bring this on prior? Was it Omarosa?
It was Omarosa. It's true. No, and that's the crazy thing about it is that it's not, you know, the dude has quit everything that is fun in life, you know? He doesn't get to have coffee anymore. And I feel so bad because I'm such a coffee, like I will drink a whole pot of coffee by myself on it every Saturday and Sunday morning. And John just has to sit there and watch me like, oh.
He's all, can we kiss now?
No, he isn't. But so we're, you know, and he's laying one of those little, you know, in the emergency room, they have the curtain and the little narrow bed. And, you know, we're there alone for a long time between the times that they come in to take his blood
pressure. Did you want to jump up on the bed?
I did jump up on the bed. I was like, can you move
over?
He's like, got all these things attached to him. I'm like, Jesus. And then because I fell asleep with my head down on the bed, like sitting on a chair, but my neck was turned the wrong way. And so I woke up, you know, 10 minutes later when whatever nurse came in, and I was like, oh my God, I can't move my head. Like, my head was frozen to the side. I'm like, just trying to straighten. I'm like, he goes, just get up here. Moved over.
Aww.
So I laid on the little sliver of the bed, turned my face away from him because I was sure I was like, you know, middle of the night breath. I don't want to kill the guy, you know. Although I suppose in the hospital would be a convenient place to put him in distress.
So did you have to wake the boy?
When we left, the boy was awake, and I just and was freaked out, of course, because you know we've kept them a little bit out of the loop on this thing. Just, you know, why worry your kids about anything you don't have to worry them about. And I gave him a quick explanation, and then I said, don't worry. You really don't have to. This is, we're doing this because his cardiologist told him, if it happens, go and get this. So anyway, it was super fun.
Trippy, though, you just said his cardiologist. That's a weird thing to have.
I know.
Yeah, that is of all not, doctors, huh?
That's what 50-year-olds have.
That is not good.
It's good that you have one.
Yeah, well, he's been going to him for a while now because he's just, you know, what the F is going on with this? It's annoying.
It's not normal.
No. Yeah. And it's scary, you know? Sure. You can't get, he can't get a full breath in. And even when he just, like, sits and relaxes. So anyways, everybody at, in Green Bray at Marin General, man, they're so nice. Just the, just the doctors was super great. I don't remember any of their names, but they were
no
I just,
shame.
And it's I don't want to say I love going to hospitals, but I love going to any place that you've heard a lot about and that you haven't spent a lot of time. Like, you know, you compare it to every show you've seen on TV about ERs, or and it's just super interesting to watch all these people. Like when they came in to do a chest X-ray on him. Like, it is so bing, bang, boom. Like, he doesn't even have to move.
They
the
know
whole
what
thing.
They're doing.
Guy puts the thing over. He goes, hey, let's protect the family jewels. Gets the thing. Puts the thing on. Everybody. It's so funny because when he does the X-ray, he says to all the staff, he goes, okay, I'm about to do the X-ray. Everybody, like, gets the
doesn't that freak you out?
It does.
Like, oh, my
I'm
God,
like, my husband's right there. He's in the crosshairs.
Yeah,
they
bogus.
Go in another room.
Yeah.
And they take it from a... Really?
No, he actually didn't leave. They did it in the little bed. It's like a mobile X-ray machine. Yeah. But everybody, I guess, you know, repeated
you're
constant
exposed to
exposure.
It. Yeah.
They don't want it. And they get the away from it.
Wow.
So it was, but they're super, I mean, those gnarly. Are people who, you know, kind of unsung heroes. It's really nice to know that if something goes wrong, you can go to a hospital and they know. They were great. And they're so busy, you know, they're just like... Oh.
I have a cousin that's an ER nurse in... she goes from Visalia to Fresno. And
aren't those the same place?
They're not the same place. They're about 40 miles apart.
40 miles? I thought they were like next door neighbors.
I mean, that is next door.
Way out in the
Bay Area, San Francisco, same difference. You know, right. Just one.
But
in
it's
the
no
same.
Joke. Like, we're talking shooting victims all the time.
Oh, it's so scary.
Drug overdoses. I mean, just really serious stuff. And she's so calm. And she just handles the business.
I guess you have to be. Yeah. Probably when you start, you're a little. There must be a certain.
You know what, though?
Personality.
I'll tell you something. I've known a few people. I still know a couple people that work in that business, and while they're very professional about it, they suffer heartbreak daily or often, and have to go into their car before they can drive home and cry it out because they've just witnessed horrors that you know. It's heavy.
If you experience, you know, one of the that they had that night in your life, like us as sort of unprepared citizens, we would, you know, you'd lose your mind.
Devastated.
And that's there. They see people at their absolute worst.
Yeah. And I think that desperate. We see them be pro and think like, wow, you're so good at this. But really, they are just, they get through it, but they also suffer heartbreak by that.
Traumatic stress.
Imagine dealing with babies or, you know, in a situation where... They can't even tell you what's wrong with them.
Right.
At least a grown-up can say, like, it hurts here or whatever, you know?
Right. Oh, that poor baby last night. Like, it was clearly had, you know, a croup or maybe the flu. I don't know. But, you know, when it would cough, it sounded horrible. But, boy, that kid could wail. I was like, oh, that kid will be all right. Strong. That's a strong pair of lungs right there. Can you move him away a little bit? I'm trying to sleep over here. The crick in my neck. And yeah, there's not a lot of sleep to be had. There's a lot of... It's just bustling.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing it. And I think the shifts are really long too, right?
Oh, sure. They can go 12 hours, 16 hours. Absolutely. And a lot of them work 4 days a week.
And if someone calls in sick, they got to do a double.
Yeah.
Oh.
A double.
Triple.
Yeah.
I don't know about a triple. Well, I don't... A double. You should have Hooman work that kink out, Sarah.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm going to hit that.
No,
neck. I'm going to tap that neck. You
know
what?
I appreciate that you would.
Get the parka off.
Woo,
work that kink out.
I appreciate that you would, but you're just too strong for me.
Oh, you can take it. Take it like a good girl.
I can't take it like a good girl.
Take it like I take it. I'm going to take it right now.
Take it like a champ.
Come do me, Hooman.
Oh.
You got it, baby.
This show just took a turn.
You know what you just reminded me of? Remember I was telling you yesterday, I found myself listening to Missy Elliott because the missus likes that record and I bought it. and I'm listening to it, and Lyric, she's fine. She's a fine artist, and she, but, and I'm listening to it as we're driving, and I'm like, okay, this is not for men. You understand that, right? I mean, she's talking as a woman about the things that she likes, and I'm not going to sing these lyrics.
Come on, that's not, it's Friday.
I think that's the take it like a
like a
champ,
pro
or
baby.
Something. I'm like, Jesus, Missy, tone it down a little.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Was your kid in the car when that?
No. We'd gone on a Costco run and listened to it on the way there and on the way home. But I was just like, okay, this isn't, because she was sort of surprised I didn't know Missy Elliott.
Uh huh.
And I was like, I don't really think this is for boys,
maybe,
is it?
Maybe it is just for girls.
We used to play it all the time when that album was hot and I was at the hip-hop station. It was on the regular. And dudes and chicks dug it.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good for those dudes.
But we're talking it Fresno,
is,
yo.
It is funny when you hear some little kid singing the lyrics to something that you're like, oh, God.
My milkshake brings the boys to the yard.
Oh, that's
right.
Bad parenting. Well, there's no.
It's not bad parenting. It's just like, oh no.
Forget about your kid. There's your girlfriend in the passenger seat singing the whole thing. You're like, take it easy.
Did you do the hand motions?
I'm witnessing. I'm totally witnessing her youth. I'm like, ugh.
As she's chicken necking her way through.
I think you mean your fiance.
Oh,
yeah.
Fiance.
You're not going to hear me say that word.
I think you mean your fiance.
You won't hear that word out of me.
You already call her the missus. You might as well call her by her proper title.
Yeah, let's just
title.
Go the way.
No.
Did you post that picture?
Well, I was going to do it with the USTN. Hey, I think we should talk about the engagement party while we're talking about
it. I don't. I think we should start.
I know. It's Friday. I feel like we're having fun.
KLLC, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. No. Keep going. Let Vinny do it.
Yeah, you
what
try,
else? And
go
then
ahead.
What, Vinny?
KLLC.
You would have had to do it if I wasn't here.
Yeah.
FM, KLLC, AM, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, HD1. Did I get them all in there?
Yeah, you know what? Pretty much.
I'm going to need a cheat sheet for that.
I'll write that up for you,
Vinny. I'm sure we're going to be taking separate days.
Right.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.